Well, I wanted to read a couple verses here today and take a look at something, and we're going to try something a little different here today as well along with this. But in Psalm 148, and let me start reading in verse number 2 here, it says, "Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens." So it's talking about all these things praising God. And then over in Job chapter 38, in verse number 7, God's speaking to Job, and he says this, "When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy." And that's in the midst of a question there, so perhaps I should read the whole sentence. It starts in verse 6, "Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who hath laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning when the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy." And this is kind of interesting here. Isaac Newton showed that there's certain properties that we can get by sound waves and different things. And that gave a hint at some hidden science behind those passages about the sun, the moon, and the stars singing and praising God. And there's a discovery that was made not too long ago, really, just a few years ago. And it was kind of discovered by accident. Some scientists were studying the interaction of an ultra-intense laser with a plasma target. Now, plasma is another state of matter. We're familiar with solid like ice and liquid like water and then gas like steam. But when it gets hotter still, it becomes a plasma. And they hit this with a high-intensity laser, and they realized it was starting to give off a series of pressure changes, which is what a sound wave is. But the sound waves were something that was so high-pitched that you could not hear it. So they had to use computers to be able to record it and put it in a form that we could hear. Now, I'm going to play something here. We're going to give this a try. It's the first time I've tried to play something on our program like this. But listen to this. This is actually the sound of a star singing. That's the music of a star. Now, as that plays, and we'll let that play in the background a little bit, that's the sound of the stars singing. And the Bible talked about the morning stars singing there in Job chapter 38 and verse number 7. And it also in Psalm 148 verse 3 talked about the sun, the moon praising him. And scientists have found that not only do the stars sing, but all the planets do. And the moon does. This is all sound produced by stars. Isn't that incredible? How would Job have known that the stars sing? Job's the oldest book in the Bible. How would Job have known that the stars sing had not God told him that the morning stars sing in Job chapter 38, verse 7? I thought that was an interesting piece that we could share today. Something a little different, science in the Bible.